is.
Yeah. Well, what's your...
Well, I tell you, I think it's a great idea, and I think it could be managed without too much difficulty. The only problem that I see is whether you can
come up with something.
Come up with something. I think in the absence of that, it would be a mistake. I think we've got to. It can't be a promise. It's got to be a.
No. Well, how about that? How about how about the surcharge?
On the surcharge, I'll have to talk to. Well, I tell you what. Apparently, the problem is this, Mr. President, that in our treaties, on the most favored nation treaties that we have with so many countries, we provide that we won't give any. In other words, they get the best treatment we give any other nation. So if we exempted a region, then every other nation that had a treaty with us would say, well, you've got to give us the same treatment.
I see.
Now, whether I'm having my lawyers check on whether there's an out on that, it may be that there is some way to get out of it. If there's some escape clause in these treaties, that we could apply that.
Mm-hmm.
See, it doesn't really make a hell of a lot of difference from our standpoint. It isn't going to be very significant in terms of...
It means absolutely nothing.
No, it's peanuts. But it means a hell of a lot to them.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that we did, even if we promised legislation or something, I don't think we should do it because they think it was a hoax.
No. We've got to come up with something very specific, but I don't... But by that time, we ought to be able to, it seems to me. I don't know what the hell we could give them, but...
Well, let me check on
maybe
that.
Maybe it has to be not more in the way of a big money deal, but I really think the surcharge thing is the deal. Or
that's the thing.
Or what about also? Remember, we were talking about the preferential.
Well, that requires legislation. That's the trouble with that.
I see.
General preferences. That's why we could send it up.
The beauty of the surcharge is it's kind of like what we did with the Japanese. All we're doing is we're not giving them anything. We're just taking away that we're taking away pain that we have applied.
That's right. That's right. So, of course, the reason we could do it, the reason we could do it in the Japanese case is because it's a quota, and if we have there's an exemption under the law for products that are under quota, mandatory quotas. Well,
is there any way for? Well, I'm all for stretching the law a little here.
I am
necessary.
Too.
If we can stretch it without
that's right.
getting into too much trouble on the favored nations thing.
That's right.
But Latin America seems to be so special. I agree with you, though. I guess unless we got something to talk about, the only of course what we will talk about, we're really informing them of our trips and what we're going to be doing and so forth. Because, I mean, that of course means something.
Well,
but on the other hand, we ought to do something for them.
Yeah. If you had one thing to give them, even if it wasn't too meaningful, but if it was concrete, like the removal of the surcharge, then it would be a tremendous success because you could brief them on the trip to Peking and Moscow and talk to them like world leaders and so forth, and they love that.
Right. The other thing is a possibility. Is there anything else? We've been racking our brains on Latin America. Is anything else that... something new or different that we could do, some new relationship or some...
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Well, let me put my mind to it.
Every time you try to write a goddamn speech in Latin America, we come up with nothing. Because, it just isn't there, is it?
That's right. That's really the problem.
Well, we'll think about it.
Mr. President,
But don't get us involved in the trip until we're...
Oh, no. I'll handle it all myself, and I'll talk about just exploratory, Charlie Meyer...
I very much like the idea of Brazil.
I do, too.
Go to one of the other...
On another subject, if you got just a moment. On Pat's trip...
Yeah.
I talked to her, and we're getting started, and we won't have any difficulty at all on that. I think it'll be great success. I was going to suggest this idea and see how you like it, that we sort of make it a business trip more than social.
Oh, yeah.
And to include in her party, have a small party, but have it consist of, say, four or five of the top women in our government.
Good.
So that they could, so it could be a women-oriented, not totally, but women-oriented business trip.
I understand.
And we could get somebody from Elliot Richardson's shop in education, somebody in the health field. We've got a woman here that's damn good. And have about four or five top American women.
Excellent. And that gives the impression of that women are it's a woman-to-woman deal. And, of course, that's a matriarchal society anyway.
That's right. And... as I say, it wouldn't be too obvious because we have some men too.
Excellent idea. No, I wouldn't have any men.
Well, we have a couple, but I think
I don't think you need to. I personally think making it a woman oriented and To the extent you can, it would be a very good idea.
Yeah, well, I will...
She's going to... The only person she really has to take is Graham, because he's been invited. Billy Graham, of course, is the...
Well, I would... This doesn't make a difference on the delegation to Liberia, because that's just for the birds, but the rest of the trip...
Oh, have you got... You're planning some other stops?
Yes.
Oh,
what
good.
I thought we'd do is try to plan maybe three or possibly four other countries.
Yeah.
It'll be a tremendous hit.
Do you think it will?
Oh, it'll be tremendous. They'll love it.
Now, incidentally, I don't know whether this is the case. How do they feel over there about Negro women? There's Mrs. Kuntz over in the Labor Department, who is very good.
Yes.
Or do they like Negro women?
You mean in Africa?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Hell yes.
You know what I mean. I'm not... I just wonder.
Oh, no. There was a while that they thought it was sort of condescending.
Yeah. Well,
but they don't feel that way anymore.
This Mrs. Kuntz from North Carolina had meant a lot to her. And she's one that occurs to me. Pat Hitt, of course, is well grounded in who the women are around. And but that'd be a hell of a good idea.
Yeah. Well, I want to
mean an awful lot to them to go to.
Oh yeah. But it'll be a great success. And you know, there's some damn good Negro reporters too. Two or three of them.
They'd love
them
to
on
go.
The trip. And
Simeon Booker. And
that's right. They'll give Ethel. What's her name?
Ethel. I know.
Somebody. The big fat.
I've always been to her. I've been to her house, Ethel.
And they give it a good play in Ebony and Jet and all that sort of thing. It'll really have an impact. All right, well, let me work on both of these.
All right, fine.
But I thought that meeting with legislative leaders went pretty well, didn't you?
Yeah, it was fine, good. Good, you put it right to him.
Bob Griffin said to him he thought it was the best one he'd ever attended.
That's great. You know, another thing, that's good, the way you laid it out. I need to hear a few positive things. You know, they're always in whining.
That's right.
And thank God that we won the vote.
That's right.
It's closer each time, but... Our Democratic friends are so totally irresponsible on this, aren't they? Well, and the goddamn Republicans, Whelan, just as bad.
Yeah.
But the point is that they're just panting to get out in front because they know that the war is coming over. You know, when you really come to think of it, Bill, five casualties this week. Now, what the Christ?
Yeah.
I mean, hell, that many are killed on a campus usually.
Right. Well, just on one weekend.
It's all over.
Sure,
it's all over. We all know it, and... Now it'll blip up and down, but damn it, they all know the war's over as far as we're concerned. Nobody, I mean, it's getting down and down and down. The level of activity, as I watch it, is extremely low at the present time. Of course, this is a low time of year. There were only 40 a year ago, but 40 compared with 5 is still a big difference.
That's right. All right, Mr. President, well, let me get working on these. I think these are two good ideas.
Good.
Bye.
Good.
Bye.